Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taipei, Taiwan, 1,000 gather for Falun Dafa exercises and Chinese New Year festivities. Bulgaria, honoring victims of Communism Day in 5 cities. Stockholm, Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition opens at District High School. A Lawyer's Impression of Falun Gong. Copenhagen, Denmark, Ancient Meditation Welcomed at Health Exhibition. And Helsinki, Finland, I Will Tell Your Story in a Song. Now for the stories.
Taipei, Taiwan. 1,000 gather for Falun Dafa exercises and Chinese New Year's festivities. Nearly 1,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered at Liberty Square in Taipei on February 4th in celebration of the upcoming Chinese New Year. Festivities included performances by the group's Xianguo Marching Band, choral performances, Falun Dafa exercises, and group photos to send holiday greetings to Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. Mr. Chen from Malaysia said he had seen similar Falun Dafa activities back in his home country. 5 friends who traveled with him said this was the first time they'd seen anything like it. One of them remarked, "Everything is amazing and the band's music is awesome." Pedrosa from Portugal was impressed with the posters set up around the event and asked about it. He had never heard about Falun Dafa before, but was glad to see such a peaceful, large-scale gathering. He took pamphlets and a DVD about the practice and said he would follow up later. The event caught the attention of many tourists from mainland China as well. Quite a few stopped to take pictures and videos of the event. Some also read the posters and discussed them among themselves. One tour guide encouraged them to seize the opportunity to learn more, reminding them, "You cannot see anything like this back in mainland China, right?" Falun Dafa practitioner Chen and his wife Wang Qinghui attended the event, bringing along their 4-month-old baby. Chen first heard about Falun Dafa from his college professor when he was a sophomore in 2002. Before that, he always felt jealous and resentful, but didn't know what to do about it. "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance helped me a lot," he recalled. "I was no longer worried and could handle things well in college, graduate school, and at work." Huang learned Falun Dafa in 2003 from her mother. "I was a sophomore in college when my mother recommended the book Duan Falun to me." Huang said the book and the practice provided guidance in her life, which made her feel very fortunate, seeing how some of her co-workers seem lost and troubled. "The practice has helped them in their marriage as well," Huang said. "When we have different opinions, most of the time we look inside ourselves and the problems are naturally resolved." Yang, a graduate student majoring in history at National Chinan University, began to practice Falun Dafa because of her mother. In 1999, a practitioner had introduced her mother to Falun Dafa. Out of curiosity, Yang also read the book and found it to be very profound. Shortly after that, her mother's health dramatically improved, further convincing Yang to take up the practice. Holding a banner for the Tianguo marching band, while walking in the rain and wind, Yang said she did not feel cold. "I am very fortunate to practice the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It brings you positive energy, and I hope more people can benefit from it," she said.
Bulgaria, honoring victims of Communism Day in 5 cities. In Bulgaria, February 1st is dedicated to the victims of communism. The day was formally declared Victims of Communism Day in 2011. On that day in 1945, the so-called People's Court sentenced 3 regents and 67 MPs, ministers, generals, and colonels to death. Local Falun Gong practitioners took part in activities in 5 Bulgarian cities to commemorate Victims of Communism Day. The events took place in Sofia, Varna, and Parzurchik on February 1st, and in the cities of Burgas and Panagurisht on February 3rd. Practitioners took this opportunity to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong by China's communist regime that continues to this day. In the capital of Sofia, the event took place near Sofia University, where many people signed a petition supporting Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Among them was a 9-year-old boy who insisted on signing the petition while his grandmother patiently waited at his side. A young lady said that Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were very dear to her heart. "I know about the events on Tiananmen Square," commented a teenager from the city of Varna while signing a petition to bring Jiang Zemin, the party leader who started the persecution, to justice. Many people took a moment out of their busy lives to stop and learn about the peaceful spiritual practice and the persecution it faces in China to this day. Many more signatures protesting Jiang Zemin and his crimes were collected in the city of Pazirchik. The February 3rd events in the cities of Panagurisht and Burgas were met with a great deal of interest. Hundreds of people lined up, eager to learn about Falun Gong. Many asked where they could learn the Falun Gong exercises. In the mountain town of Gabroyo, January 28th marked the start of the annual health fest, where Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate for the second consecutive year. 50 people learned the Falun Gong exercises for the very first time, and many of them mentioned that they could feel the energy flow. The presenter, Dian, shared his own life-changing experiences after starting the practice and shared stories of two others. He told how a young local woman diagnosed with depression had recovered after practicing Falun Gong, as did a 9-year-old autistic boy. Dozens of people of all ages left the event with their own handmade origami lotus flowers as a memento of the encounter with Falun Gong and its core principles of Jen Shan Ren, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Stockholm, Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition opens at a district high school. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition debuted in the lobby of the Gymnasiast High School Auditorium located in Huddinge Municipality on February 5, 2018. The high school is a municipal public school with about 900 students. The school promotes the principles of open mind, participation, and innovation. The president of the Culture and Recreation Board spoke at the opening ceremony, encouraging students and community residents to visit the exhibition to learn the facts about the persecution in China, share the ancient, magnificent culture of the East, and learn about the lives of people in a different culture. Falun Dafa practitioners from Stockholm performed a lion dance at the ceremony and passed out handmade paper lotus flowers to the visitors. Middle school student Danielle talked about his personal experiences of being persecuted in China because of his belief in Falun Dafa. A spokesperson from the Falun Dafa Association said that the exhibition in a high school is a meaningful event that displays the merits of Falun Dafa and its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to the young people. Hundreds of students and visitors toured the exhibition on opening day, seeing students showing deep interest and discussing enthusiastically. The principal was very moved and said he would recommend the exhibition to teachers and students at other schools. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition has been shown in various Swedish cities more than 40 times since 2005. This is the first exhibition in a high school. The exhibition will conclude in 2 weeks.
A lawyer's impression of Falun Gong. Many practitioners in my area were arrested for practicing Falun Gong. Therefore, I contacted several lawyers to help secure their release. One of the lawyers, Michael, and I discussed a number of topics, including law, defense, and the suppression of Falun Gong. Our sharing left a deep impression on me and underscored how practitioners are truly representatives of the practice. Michael is a very knowledgeable intellectual who articulates his points clearly and with a sense of humor. His defense of practitioners in court was very powerful, which helped many people realize the illegitimacy of the persecution. When I asked if he felt any pressure from the Chinese Communist Party when defending practitioners, he said, If something I do does not carry any risk, it probably is not worth doing. For him, the law comes first, and it is a lawyer's responsibility to ensure that the law is the basis of his defense. "Since you decided to hire me," he said, "I have already thought about what it means to me." He then asked, "When practitioners distribute truth clarification materials, have they thought about what could happen to them?" I explained that practitioners have benefited from Falun Gong and know that it is a righteous practice. It is their mission to tell the world, and especially the Chinese people who have been misled by the CCP, the facts about Falun Gong and the persecution. Michael, who does not practice Falun Gong, said, "I was deeply moved by you practitioners, and my soul was touched." He told me that even though he may defend just one practitioner at a time, his defense applies to thousands or millions of practitioners, since they all follow Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and are involved in similar activities. Although this is merely an individual case, my taking it on is to challenge the persecution launched by Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist regime, against all Falun Gong practitioners. This persecution targets belief, and it involves the entire state apparatus. It is just like one of my colleagues has said, the suppression of Falun Gong, when viewed based on existing law, is illegal. Tens of millions of innocent people are wronged in the name of law. This is the moment for us to safeguard justice and the law. Our efforts will help protect the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, as well as righteousness in this world, he added.
Copenhagen, Denmark. Ancient meditation welcomed at health exhibition. Body, Mind, Spirit Health Days came to the Brøndby Hallen Exhibition Hall in Copenhagen, Denmark, on February 2nd through the 4th. The local Falun Dafa group took the opportunity to participate. Many people had a chance to learn the Falun Dafa exercises, and many more learned about the peaceful spiritual practice and the persecution it faces in China. Pia, who said she was very interested in Chinese culture, attended the Falun Dafa introductory session on February 2nd. She started to learn the exercises the same day, saying, "I feel great. This is what I have been looking for." Pia bought a copy of the book Duan Falun. A practitioner told her that a new translation of the book had just been completed and that it would be available in about 2 months. "I cannot wait to read this book," Pia replied. A man named Jan talked with a practitioner for a long time. He said, "I have seen that people who follow a religion no longer take it seriously. That's not good. We have to find a way to return to our original selves instead of sinking to the level of today's society." Two elderly women came by and asked many questions. One of them, an instructor once taught in China, she asked about the difference between Qigong and Falun Dafa and why the practice is banned in China. After listening to a practitioner explain the practice and how the Communist Party has defamed it over the past 18 years, the woman decided to learn the exercises with her friend. They also returned the following day for the information session. Kent and his wife Anna, both from Sweden, stopped by with their friend Billy. Billy could speak some Chinese, and they talked for a long time. They were interested to learn that Falun Dafa is practiced in more than 100 countries. They found out where to purchase the books and learn the exercises and said they would follow up. One couple watched the exercise demonstration and left with some brochures. They came back later, and the wife said, "We visited most of the other booths, but yours is special because of a strong energy." They stayed and talked with the practitioners about the exercises. Another man said, "It seems as if the energy is very high and feels almost as if it is pulling me up." He was interested to learn that the practice requires both physical exercises and the cultivation of xinxing. He said he would give it a try. Many families who came said they were surprised to hear that all Falun Dafa activities are free of charge. An older man said he liked it as soon as he saw the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. "I think this practice will help me physically and spiritually," he added.
Helsinki, Finland, I will tell your story in a song. Falun Dafa practitioners near Helsinki, Finland, held an event on February 3rd at Kampi, one of the busiest shopping districts, to introduce this mind-body cultivation practice and raise awareness of the harsh persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Despite freezing temperatures of 17 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 8 Celsius, many passers-by stopped to watch the practitioners' exercise demonstration, read information about Falun Dafa and the persecution, and sign a petition urging a stop to the brutalities in China. Rarsh, from India, was on a business trip in Helsinki. He accepted materials and listened attentively as a practitioner spoke about the suppression of Falun Dafa in China. After hearing that the petition would be submitted to the Finnish government as well as international human rights organizations, he signed to add his support for bringing an end to the persecution. Rarsh indicated that he was interested in learning the meditation and would read more about it on the Falun Dafa website. A 6-year-old girl was fascinated by the beautiful handmade paper lotus flowers with attached bookmarks. She was intrigued when a practitioner explained to her the meaning of the words on the bookmarks, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said that she really liked the words. Her father stopped by and signed the petition after talking with practitioners. One woman walked past the booth and later returned. She was curious about what the practitioners were doing and was surprised to hear about the mistreatment suffered by Dafa practitioners in China. She thanked the practitioners for sharing the information and also signed the petition. A musician came with his friends and briefly talked with a practitioner, saying that he'd already heard about Falun Dafa and the persecution. After signing the petition, he left with his friends. He came back about an hour later and said, "Sorry, I was in a rush, but I had to see my friends off at the train station. Could you explain to me more about why practitioners are treated so badly in China and are even killed for their organs?" The practitioner told him about the physical and spiritual benefits of Falun Dafa, the bad deeds that the Communist Party has committed over the past few decades, and how practitioners remain determined in their faith amid the harsh persecution. The musician was moved. "Thank you for telling me about this. I'll read your materials, and I think I'll come to your group practice site as well." He then said, "I will write your story into a song and sing it for others." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.